Good morning, New Mexico. You're listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. This is Maxwell Lucas sitting in this segment for Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org and podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to our webmasters, Studio X. Also, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. We're on Facebook and on Twitter at Radio Cafe MC. I'd like now to welcome to the program Nina Yozel Epstein. She is the founder and CEO of Squash Blossom, a new farm-to-table business here in Santa Fe. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning.
So, Squash Blossom is a new business. Tell me what it is, what do you do, what are you up to?
So, Squash Blossom is a connection to our local farmers in northern New Mexico and to local businesses. We are a bridge. We help curate the best local food and make it accessible in an online order platform that people can shop weekly at and pick up currently at Verde Juice on Wednesdays. And we'll be able to start deliveries. The first phase is pickup and the second phase is deliveries. But we're off and running and it's going well so far.
Now, this is an outgrowth of something that used to be called Farm to Restaurant.
Right. We still sell to chefs. I was formerly the director of the Farm to Restaurant program, which was a nonprofit program, and we housed it at Farm to Table for the last 3 years. And now we decided to take that and make it into Squash Blossom and expand our reach beyond just restaurants. So I still sell wholesale local farm produce in bulk to chefs, and then have added this online sales platform to the public. So it's the same farmers, the same products, but instead of selling individuals like a 20 or 40 pound case of cucumbers, I can sell everything a la carte, and it makes it more user-friendly and accessible to everyone to get the same great quality fresh produce that changes seasonally. And then also I've expanded our offerings to sourcing from local businesses as well. So we sell the best artisanal goods that are made here, such as cacao chocolate, Verde juice, cheesemonger cheeses, iconic coffee, Barrio Brinery pickles. It's real fun. I get to curate the products from all these little local mom-pa shops and get them all in the same place for everybody so they don't have to drive all around town.
Where are your farms?
So farms are throughout New Mexico, but they tend to be no more than 100-mile radius. That's not a rule, but that's like the ones I tend to visit and have tighter relationships with. So I have about 20 different farms that I work with currently, and they're all in the neighborhood, meaning a lot in Rio Arriba County, some in Santa Fe County, some in Bernalillo County, but all pretty northern New Mexico at this point.
So the Blossom bag is a bag of produce from these farms and local businesses. How'd you get the idea to do this? It seems like farm to restaurant plus one. You can have a restaurant in your home.
Yeah, I like that. So we wanted to diversify our different streams of operation, so income streams, and so not just restaurants, and make it accessible to the public, but not do the typical CSA model. So usually CSAs, they tend to be maybe just that one farm, or if it is a multi-farm CSA, the typical model is to just get whatever seasonal and you don't have much of a choice for customizing your box or your share. And also what's really typical with CSAs in general is that you have to make a commitment at the beginning of the season, pay up front, which makes sense because it really helps farmers out. And then you get your allotment every week, which makes it tricky to go on vacation and things like that. So not poo-pooing that model. I think there's definitely a place for it and it's really great. But for Squash Blossom, we wanted to do what wasn't being offered. And so we are, like I said, curating this assortment, but then you can choose what you want. So if you don't fancy onions, you don't need to get onions. And if you don't know what to do with kohlrabi, then you don't need to order it. You're not stuck with like 20 pounds of kohlrabi and you're out of town.
I'm not sure I know what that is.
It's a vegetable. And so the point I'm trying to make is a lot of people don't know what that is. Some people love that creativity of getting something that they don't know what it is and a lot of it and they have to figure it out, which I still do really respect. But in this way, we on Squash Blossom, we can tell you what is kohlrabi, give you a description, tell you what farm it comes from. You can make your own decision of how much of that, if any, you want to order. And there's no commitment for ordering, so you don't have to order every single week. You can pop in and out, which makes it really good for both locals and tourists. So if someone's in town just for a short time, they can totally get a Blossom bag and enjoy the best local products. And it's also really great gifts to bring home because a lot of what we sell is non-perishable.
Is locally sourced food better?
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, a couple reasons. Thanks for asking. When you source local, especially with produce, obviously you're getting the freshest thing. And it's the most delicious because all of the nutrients are still alive in it. I mean, everything else that we get comes from at least California, if not farther. And by the time it gets to us, it's already been on the truck for a few days. And so it's lost some of its nutritional value. It's lost some of its flavor. And it's not going to last as long in our own homes, right? So there's those obvious reasons of freshness. Everything from squash blossom is harvested to order. So farmers tell me, I'm going to have X amount of salad mix ready next week. So I put that on the list, but it's not harvested until I know what my orders are. So it is fresh. And customers get their stuff between 24 and 36 hours of harvest. And it goes straight from the field to our refrigerator to them. And so it's real tight, which makes it really delicious and preserves all that flavor. But then we have all these other reasons but why buying local is better. Economically, of course, we're keeping our money here. We're preserving the livelihood of the farms that we really love, which also preserves the nature that we love of northern New Mexico and the environment and the lifestyle and the culture. And not only is Squash Blossom a local business, so if you source through us, you're keeping your money here, but we only support other local businesses. So you're supporting, you know, like I said, Kakawa, Cheesemongers, all of these guys that we want to survive. We love that they are here and that not everything is a big box store. So we're preserving kind of the city that we want to live in.
I love the Cheesemongers. It sounds expensive. What do you have to say about that?
I mean, it's not more expensive than the other options. You know, these people, Cheesemongers, it's not more expensive than going to his shop. It's just easier. They sell to me wholesale, so I sell it for the same thing that they do. We can save on some costs because we don't have a brick and mortar since it's all online. That's like kind of the beauty of going in that direction. These information exchange businesses are scalable because there isn't that limitation of the brick and mortar building. And so we are maybe more affordable in line with like the other health food stores in town that have high quality products or a little less. And then we're definitely not marking anything higher than you would get it from anywhere else. We're just saving you the trip of driving all around town. Because I really love food. And if I'm going to make a meal, I end up driving and making like 5 stops. It's kind of embarrassing. It's pretty silly. Because I'm like, ooh, they have the best cheese and they have the best meat and they have the best this. And so I'll just go to each spot, me personally. So if there's other people like that out there, this will be handy.
Yeah, so you're telling me that I can go online,
yeah,
order the cheese from the Cheesemonger and the chocolate from Kakawa, and
local vegetables.
Whatever local vegetables are in season.
Yeah.
And then I get them in a bag, and I pick them all
and
up at once.
And you love it. Yeah.
Would you deliver these bags to my house?
So eventually, yes. We are in the first stage, and we're going to be able to deliver. I think we're going to target workplaces. So it'll be handy for people who all work in the same office building. If everyone wants to order, then you get your groceries before you even have to make another stop on your way home. So as far as like efficiency, that's the second phase. Pick up locations around town, and then maybe you'll get it at your office space. And then after that, maybe we'll deliver to homes. But we're just going to kind of watch what the demand is and who our customers are and how to build this out efficiently. But it's exciting because it's new. It's a new business. And so we're learning a ton and meeting with a lot of enthusiasm. We had a real fun launch party at Iconic this last Sunday. And a lot of the community came out, and it was just sweet to see everybody and feel like maybe we'll be filling a niche that hasn't been filled yet.
So you launched this week, and it's the middle of winter, and I thought that was interesting. And I was just wondering what's growing right now. Is there anything in season in New Mexico in the winter?
Yeah. I mean, I have a few farms that go year-round. They have greenhouses. Some of them are heated, and some even aren't, and they still have lots of product right now. I incorporated in June, and that's when we were doing restaurant sales, which we have done in the past as a nonprofit. But we killed it this year. We did more than ever, had more demand than ever. I think people are really asking for local food and understanding the value there. Had a great summer season selling to restaurants. And then the Blossom Bags I wanted to launch in time for the holidays. So that's really what we're doing here. They're great gifts. And we do have a lot of local produce still. I have some beautiful salad mix and edible flowers and herbs. And I work with a hydroponic grower, Growing Opportunities, and they have heirloom tomatoes in the dead of the winter. And they're consistent all year round. So it's kind of fun to see people be creative in extending their own seasons. And we're so blessed to have the Santa Fe Farmers Market go year round. So I think people have been building out that market for a while. Farmers have been keeping that in mind, and we have that beautiful building, and so people want to be there, and they're being creative. So we do have more than you'd expect right now.
It's interesting to know that you can get fresh produce all year round.
Right. I mean, New Mexico has a tricky growing season, and it's hard to be a farmer here. You know, I mean, our plots of land are very small, especially in the north, and the season is unpredictable, and the growing season in the summer is quite short, and we have hail, and we have rain, and we have fires, and we have drought. So there's a lot of obstacles. So the farmers who are here really deserve your support. It's amazing to learn about their different practices and how they overcome these obstacles, and how the flavor is that much more unique because they've overcome these obstacles. I think that we have some pretty special crops that only grow here.
How does that work?
Well, like green chili, for instance, is spicy and delicious, and we all love it, and that's what we think of when we think of New Mexico, and it's only so spicy because it's, like, survived our climate. You can't overwater green chili, or else it won't be spicy. That heat comes from the drought and the lack of water. And OSHA root only grows at this elevation, and that, like, cures people of colds, we know. You know, it's just this really special. So I think there's a lot of uniqueness about New Mexico, and that comes through in the flavors and in the crops that grow here. And there are things that will only grow here and nowhere else. And that's why we have such impressive restaurants and such a interesting culinary scene. I'm born and raised here, and I just have a love for that, and a desire to preserve that and to see it thrive and really share that story with the rest of the world. Because we're not trying to be any of these places that growing is easy. We're trying to be New Mexico, and we want to share that with everybody. And that's what Squash Blossom is about.
Let's see. So the prospect of farming here is challenging for many reasons, but also rewards us with unique flavors and unique crops. Would you attempt farming here? Would you recommend it?
Heck yeah. What I'd really like to do, too, as like a young person and an entrepreneur, is create, like I said, a viable income stream for farmers so that other young people and entrepreneurs think of it as a feasible way to make a livelihood, and one that can bring home the butter and that can also feed them in a way that they're living a lifestyle that they really care about. And that's a big part of where my heart is to say, yeah, you can farm and you can do what you care about and you can make money doing it. And I'll market for you and I'll share your story and I'll tell people why it's important. Because I think that's something that was needed. A lot of farmers, they spend a lot of time farming, and that's where they should be, and they don't necessarily like need to spend whole days sitting trying to market their own products and driving around town to chefs. And you know, chefs don't know what's coming, and farmers don't know who's going to want what, and there's all this unpredictability. So we do production planning, and also it's a different personality thing. It's like maybe you just need to be out in the field and not sharing your story. So it's up to Squash Blossom to share that story and then create that avenue and the reliability of that income. So anyway, yes, I encourage new farmers to farm in New Mexico, and I think that there are ways to really thrive.
What other resources are there for aspiring farmers looking to get into the business?
You know, there could always be more, but there are some really great ones. We have a lot of great nonprofits in town. Farm to Table does a lot of work with farmers and resources and opening markets, and they work especially in food policy. And then the Santa Fe Farmers Market has resources, and the Farmers Market Institute, they're a nonprofit branch. They have a great loan program. And then the USDA has some good programs in New Mexico for beginning farmers, and we have the Young Farmers Coalition. Like, there's a few different sources, and there obviously could always be more.
Okay, so what is your favorite thing in the Blossom bag right now?
Well, I'm really stoked on the edible flowers that are coming from the Three Sisters Farm in Glorieta. They're gorgeous. And Let's see, we have some real nice garlic from El Bosque Garlic Farm. And I'm loving Barrio Brinery's pickles. Pat does a real nice job.
They're really good.
Yeah. So for me, it's it's great because all my favorite food is I get to put it in there. So I'm kind of in love with everything that we have in there. And it's fun to have a balanced assortment and feel grateful to build these relationships with all the different food artisans. And that was another fun thing about our party, which we're going to try and have parties occasionally a few times a year, so that because all the farmers were out, all the food artisans were out, lots of chefs were out, and then the public got to meet all of them. So that was really, really sweet. And I loved just sharing, like, there's nothing like breaking bread with each other. So the relationships, I think Squash Blossom gives you a connection to each other. Even if it's just reading online profiles and then tasting things in the bag, then you start to learn, and then you see their business around town and you think, oh, I already support them, I know them. And yeah, so I love everything in the bags.
So if our listeners would like to order locally sourced food from Squash Blossom, how do they do so?
They can go to squashblossomlocalfood.com. It will happen naturally. Hopefully. It's intuitive from
It'll
there.
It'll happen organically.
Yeah.
Nina Yozel Epstein,
yes,
is the founder and CEO of Squash Blossom, a farm to your fridge business here in Santa Fe. Thank you, Nina, very much for being on the show.
Thanks, Max.